Okay, good afternoon, everyone. I think we're going to reconvene for the CSLF meeting. Please bear with me. I have our usual script to read. This meeting is being recorded, and in the event the meeting is interrupted due to technical difficulties, members and staff will receive a text or an email advising whether, number one, the meeting is adjourned or canceled, or number two, the time the meeting will resume. I'd like to start with a roll call. My name is Peter Lisi. I'm present. Marty Budd?
Present, thank
Thank
you.
you. Andrew Foster? No. Michael Izzotti?
Present.
Thank you. Carrie Kelly? No.
Present.
Thank you, Carrie. Estella Lopez? Estella? No. Kimberly Moores?
Here.
Thank you. Julie Savino?
Present.
Thank you. Laura Baker.
Present.
Thank you. And Jeanette Weldon.
I'm here.
Great. Thank you all. Individuals are asked to state their name and title before speaking during the meeting. Votes will be taken by roll call unless the vote is unanimous. So, welcome to all. First item of business, no surprise, it's the approval of the minutes from September 23rd. And hoping and assuming people have spent a few minutes with them, would someone like to move adoption?
Laura Baker, so moved.
Thank you, Laura. Is there a second?
Julie Savino, second.
Thank you, Julie. So it's been moved and seconded to adopt the minutes from our September 23rd meeting as presented. Are there any comments, any edits that need to be made, any discussion?
Marty Budd,
Yes, Marty.
on page two, it says Executive Director's Report, this item, Roman three.
Yep.
Working on a cash flow analysis, and the findings will be presented to the board once complete.
Yes.
I don't know whether Jeanette has anything to say on this subject and will do later, or but it's something that's recorded that will be done.
Yes.
Right. That remains a pending item that is being worked on, and it's a, running cash flows for the CSLF portfolio, and we would expect probably in January to have something to say about that.
Can you reflect that in today's minutes?
Sure.
Good.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anything else? All right, hearing none, it's been moved and seconded to adopt the minutes as presented. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions?
This is Mike Izzotti.
Oh, go ahead.
Mike Izzotti abstaining.
Mike is not abstaining. Any other abstentions?
Yes, this is Carrie Kelly. I'm going to be abstaining also.
Okay, thank you both. Two abstentions. Okay, next agenda item is the ethics training, which was covered during the CHESLA meeting. We don't need to redo that one. Jeanette, Executive Director's Report.
The only thing I'll mention is that, again, just with the change in administration, there are things that could change relative to loan forgiveness, perhaps on the federal level, that could impact or have implications for the CSLF FFELP loan portfolio. So that remains to be seen. But again, that's another thing that we'll be keeping an eye on. So that's all I have.
All right, any questions for Jeanette? Okay. Charles?
Yes, good afternoon. So every year, our independent auditors perform a review of agreed upon procedures for with the loan servicer for the FFELP loans in the CSLF portfolio. This is a compliance requirement for FFELP loans. Today we have Tom Goldfuss from Whittlesey, who will present the AUP report to you, and then we will present was presented for your approval. Tom,
Great.
You there?
Yep, I'm here. Thanks, Charles.
Great. Welcome.
So for those who have listened to us in prior years and then a couple months ago or a couple weeks ago going over the audit, this is not as much fun. This is very brief and short, so I'll get to it. If whoever's directing the slides, if you'd go to the second page here, so cover page and then two pages. Yep. The report we issue is unmodified, just so everybody knows. But it basically says that we've done certain agreed upon procedures related to the U.S. Department of Education's Guide for Compliance. This is for the period July 1, 2023 to June 30, 2024. The next page of this document outlines the procedures that we performed. The first procedure is that we review the lender service compliance reporting package to make sure that's in compliance with Chapter 3 of the U.S. Department of Ed's Guide for Compliance. And the things we're looking for is the length and date of the period of time that report covers, the scope it covers, the professional standards are done in accordance with what's required, and any findings that are reported in that. A copy of that report that we're looking at accompanies this report. That report is over Pennsylvania Higher Education, and that compliance report is done by KPMG. So our work is to review that report and make sure everything's in compliance. There were no findings from our end on that report. The second step here refers to that, the compliance findings. So if there were any compliance findings found in their report, we would need to report that in this report as well. But there were no findings in that report either. In case you're looking at, if you go to the next page, you'll see where, I'm sorry, the next page after that, and you follow, right? Sorry, keep going. Yep. This is their report from Pennsylvania Higher Education Assistance Agency, again, completed by KPMG. And if you scroll through this, you'll notice that it's their report on the program, which they did not have any findings. And they do list prior year findings, but that's for the period before they were the servicer. And it's also not within the scope of this current year either. So you may notice a prior year finding, but again, that relates to before their tenure as your servicer. But it's a pretty straightforward engagement and pretty simple. And I think as expected, no findings for you to worry about or to be reported on your report.
Thank you, Tom. Any questions? Questions for Tom? All right. Thank you. This is an action item, requires adoption by the board. There is a resolution in your board packet. I don't know. Kara, can that go up on the screen?
Page 9, Kara.
There we go. So this is a resolution to approve the report that we just heard. It's, as you can see, it is approving the report on management's assertions for the fiscal year ending June 30th. We just heard the presentation. Are there any further questions, either for Tom or Charles? Hearing none, is there a motion to adopt the resolution as presented?
Julie Savino, so moved.
Thank you, Julie. Is there a second? I'll second it. So it's been made and seconded to adopt the resolution as presented in your board packet on management assertions. Any further discussion or comments? Any questions? All right, hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Charles, and thank you, Tom.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Financial report.
Hi, good afternoon. Kara, if you could turn to the balance sheet, page 25. This is Kevin Berry with CSLF, accounting with CSLF. Okay, I'm gonna begin with the assets. Unrestricted assets are at a similar balance for fiscal year 25, quarter ended September, at 130,000 versus 121,000 in the prior year. And this tends to stay the same unless there is an additional transfer to Chesla. Moving on, loans receivables have decreased by 23.8 million as students continue to make principal payments on their loans. Moving down to liabilities, bonds payable decreased by 24.9 million, and the bonds are redeemed from available trust cash as student payments are received. This leaves us with a total net position of 21.2 million, which is an increase of 1.25 million over September of fiscal year 24. And this matches our year over year trend pretty consistently. Moving on, I'd like to look at the income statement on page 27. Beginning with the revenue, loan interest income has decreased by 785,000. And I'm going to assume this is attributed to the principal receivable naturally declining as students pay down their balances, as there was no dramatic changes in the cash flow or finances or financial statements. Total late fee and investment income is increased by 63,000 year over year. And taking a look at expenses, the interest on the bond expense decreased by 670,000 due to rates on bond liability decreasing, as well as the bond liability balance naturally declining as CSLF prepays their bonds. This leaves us at a change in net position before transfer or Chesla transfers of 307,000 for fiscal year 25, which is a decrease of 26,000 compared to the prior fiscal year. And that concludes the financial recap. Any questions?
Do we have to, Marty Bud, do we have to approve the transfer?
The which transfer are you referring to?
You said there's about $350,000 transferred to Chesla, didn't?
No.
What could you restate that line item and what it means?
Oh, the net, the change in net position you're referring
It,
to?
yes, it was, is
That's the
that?
bottom, that's the bottom line P&L amount. We've made 307,000 this current quarter. I was saying change in net position before Chesla transfers. We haven't actually transferred though.
I see. Okay, thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Anything else for Kevin?
Any additional?
But we're not asking for any transfer at this time.
Right, I think the only one we have scheduled would be the scholarship transfer.
How much is that?
It's typically 500,000 annually.
When will we pass on that?
So, Marty, if you recall, that's typically, in January, there is some that's when we discuss allocation for scholarship and it becomes part of the budget, et cetera. So there'd be an approval of a plan to budget 500,000.
Right, in January.
I believe it would be in January, yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Or, well, it would be at the Chesla board in January. It might not come to the CSLF board until March.
So the Chancellor budget would show the transfer before it's approved.
Well, none of the budgets are completed until we get into the, they would be approved in June. So we have lead time to get the
I
budgets
see.
in order.
I see. Thank you.
Okay. Right. The bond redemption activity. Bob Johnson.
Hi, yeah, this is Robbie Johnson, Senior Accounting Analyst at Goal Solutions, doing the bond redemption activity for the third quarter of 2024. A total of 11.3 million bonds were redeemed compared to last quarter's total of 7.1 million. The breakdown being 4.6 million in redemptions to the 2006 A1 tranche and 6.7 million to the 2006 A2 tranche. This quarter's activity resulted in a total bond outstanding balance of about 44.175 million, representing a 20.4% decline from last quarter. And then if you move to page 32, and for going over some of the portfolio characteristics, for the FFELP portfolio, the weighted average coupon remained relatively unchanged, decreasing 1 basis point from 7.17 to 7.16. The weighted average remaining term increased slightly from 214.96 to 216.90. In terms of payment statuses, forbearances decreased, for deferments and forbearances decreased from 12.44% to 12.22%, while loans in repayment decreased slightly from 87.68% to 87.25%. Meanwhile, the private loan portfolio, 99% of loans are in repayment status. And that is it for the bond redemption activity.
Okay. Thank you, Robbie. Any questions? Okay. The last item on our agenda, which requires approval or action, is the 2025 meeting schedule. You'll see it up on your screen. Please mark them on your calendars. This does require board adoption or approval. Would someone like to move adoption of the 2025 board meeting schedule?
Laura Baker, so moved.
Thank you, Laura. Appreciate that. Is there a second?
Julie Sabino, second.
Thank you, Julie. So it's been moved and seconded to adopt the board meeting schedule for 2025. It's presented on your screen. Any comments, questions? Thank you very much. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Meeting schedule adopted. Please mark your calendar. Is there anything else to be brought forward before this group? Anything for the good of the cause? Anything? Well, in addition to saying happy holidays to all, I'll see you in January. I don't have any other business, so is there a motion to adjourn?
Laura Baker, so moved.
Thank you, Laura. And a second?
Julie Savino, second.
Thank you, Julie. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We are adjourned. Thank you all. Happy holidays. We'll see
holidays
everyone
too.
In
Thank
January.
You. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everyone. Take care,
everyone. Bye.